When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to the Sisters in Loss podcast, a faith-based grief and loss podcast for Black women, where you will hear stories of miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, and infertility to learn there is a testimony in tragedy. You will learn how to heal, gain clarity, find hope and peace, and turn your pain into your purpose after loss. I'm your host, Erica M. McAfee.
Well, thank you so much, Kia, for being on the podcast.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
So I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So my name is Kia, and I live in Philadelphia. Lived here my whole life and I love it. I am really big on traveling. I travel as much as I can. I have worked with children actually for the past like 7 years. I tried teaching. It wasn't really for me, but I've been nannying and working with families and moms for a long time. And that's what I've been doing, but I just recently decided to venture off and becoming a doula. So that's what I've been up to recently.
Awesome. So I would love for you to just take us back on your journey to motherhood and share with us your loss journey.
Okay. So last year in July, I was 4 months pregnant. I was 14 weeks. So I was just around the 4 month mark. And I had I had bled out at one point. So I went to the hospital and the nurses told me that I was fine. They said that everything's okay. You still have a heartbeat. And at the time I didn't think that like a miscarriage is even possible. I had never talked to anyone that had miscarried. So I was happily pregnant thinking nothing could go wrong, especially after 12 weeks. I'm like, I'm good. There's no way that I am, you know, that this baby, that anything can happen to my baby or me at this point, just because I was not informed or educated on it. So I ended up in the hospital. Nurses said everything was okay. So I thought everything was okay. Then I got sent home. They told me that, you know, I was just on pelvic rest, meaning like I couldn't have sex. That was basically what they were saying. Until further notice. A week later, I was home, I was in bed, and my partner, like, I just didn't feel good. I was tossing and turning, and my partner, he got out of the bed just because of how uncomfortable I was. And I just kept telling myself, if I can just fall asleep, like, I'll be fine. I probably have, like, I don't know, something small is probably wrong. I just need to go to sleep so that I can, you know, relieve myself of this like uncomfortability. So I go to sleep and I woke up suddenly. So it was dark in the room. And I just remember suddenly waking up with like this weird feeling. And I was like, oh, I just peed myself. I thought I peed myself. So I hop up out of the bed. And I call for my partner. He turns on the light. And I was like, did I pee myself or is it blood? Like, what's happening? Little did I know, like, my water had broke at the time. Like, I didn't know what was happening. But, you know, that's what was happening. I realized later on that, like, my water broke. And suddenly, like, I just remember feeling a rush of pain and a rush of heat. And I couldn't really walk. So I, like, go into the bathroom. And I was really hot, so I get in the tub, I put water on, like cold water on myself, or my partner put cold water on me because I was like, you know, going crazy, like in so much pain, and I basically went into labor. And my baby came, and it was just the most, I don't even know how to like explain the feeling, like the screams and the cries that came from us, like I'll never forget that feeling and that pain that I was going through. And I contracted all night. I went through labor. And it, to me, at the time, I didn't even, you know, like I said, I didn't think it was possible. I thought that I would be fine. I thought baby would be fine. And at the time, I still didn't even know the sex until after I had him. Turned out I had a baby boy. And it was just the most emotional, sad time. I didn't even know what to do. So I go to the hospital, come back home. And I was down and out for a good, I want to say like month. I went through a lot mentally. I would even say postpartum depression. I went through a lot of body changes, just so much change, so much, you know, pain and healing, still healing. But at the time, I would say like that following month was probably the hardest month of my life. And that is my birth story.
Wow. So what did you do after that month? Did you go through or get a grief counselor or a therapist? How did you start that healing process?
Yeah. So at the time I was, you know, even before I was pregnant, I had been in therapy for, you know, at least a year prior to that, to even being pregnant. So I did talk to my therapist, but it took me a lot of just alone time to recover. I think that's what I felt like I needed. And then, to be quite honest, I just fell and leaned on God completely. I just took time to try to connect maybe with others that had miscarriages. Like, I went as far as talking to like a friend of mine's cousin that lived in a whole other city that I never met before, because she was able to relate so much with my story. And I hadn't had any friends that had went through what I went through. So really just talking about it to other women and talking to other, you know, finding women at my church that had miscarried before. And so there is a lot of pain, but there's also a lot of happiness that came from such a troubling and trying time for me. So after that month of going through a lot of pain, especially emotionally, I dug myself out of it and, you know, talked to my pastor a lot and just did as much as I can to mentally heal and physically heal, of course. I listened to your podcast. That actually helped a lot, hearing other people's stories. It really just got me through that time. And then I prayed myself out of it. Moving forward, I decided to, at the time, so this is the big picture, I think, and something that is, you know, to me, it made me closer to God and changed my spirituality for the better. It just changed the way I looked at everything and divine timing and all of that. So I was pregnant at the same time as my little sister. Our due dates were actually only 2 weeks apart. And so it was really hard in the beginning to even talk to my sister, see pregnant people. It was really hard, and it hurt me so much that I had this almost resentment towards her or any other woman, because that's not like me. But, you know, after what I went through, it felt like I didn't have much control over those feelings. So my younger sister, you know, eventually we reconnected. I started focusing more on what I was gaining with my nephew and less of what I had lost once I was able to, you know, properly heal by myself and was able to talk to her and reconnect with my sister again, because we hadn't talked for that month really, or at least the first couple weeks. So a few months later, after me and my sister, you know, my sister was probably like a month before the baby was supposed to be born. And I decided to become a doula, because honestly, it felt like a calling. It didn't even feel like I made the decision. God told me that was my next move. You know, I wanted to turn my pain into my purpose. And it just felt right. It made sense. I had been working with children for so long, and it's not something that I wanted to do forever. I never really knew what my career was going to be. And it just, you know, it just all came rushing towards me. 2 weeks after I made the decision and started doing some practices and watching YouTube videos and even started taking classes online, my sister goes into labor and I am holding her hand the whole 24 hours of labor and experienced the most beautiful thing I could ever experience in my life, being there with her, watching her give birth, seeing her be so strong. And I was full of joy and happiness, still am, because I have a healthy little nephew. And so my story, even though it's so painful, it did result in something that was full of pleasure, full of happiness. And I would have to say that I was pulled out of it with prayer. That's basically how it went. Pain, prayer, and purpose. That's what I got from my experience.
I love that this pushed you into your purpose to become a doula. And I feel like the same way with me, going through and actually doing this podcast has helped push me into my purpose of being a doula. And then now, being a doula trainer, you know, training doulas in birth and bereavement. Yeah. So I'm so happy that you are a fellow doula that is out here helping women and birthing people do what they do and help bring life into this world and in every way, shape, or form. So that is amazing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think in some ways, like when you go through that kind of pain and you're able to get through it, you see beauty in a different way. And also, I have my own birth story. Although I don't have a baby physically, I do have an angel baby. And I do have a story of my own and an experience of my own. It's just not what you think of when you think of, oh, someone, you know, like you get pregnant and then that's it. You don't see miscarriage or stillbirth much in movies, or, you know, it's just not promoted. And so I feel like we have a story to tell. We have something to offer. And it makes you see things, I think, in a different way.
Absolutely, it does. So what other resources, or I know you mentioned the podcast, or that have really helped you on your healing journey?
Yeah, so one of the first women that I talked to about my miscarriage referred me to the book Supernatural Childbirth. And that was the first, I mean, I read it within a day. That was the first resource that I had. And it really helped me a lot. It gave me a lot of hope, because one of the first things I thought about after I lost my baby was that I can't have children, or that something is wrong with me. And, you know, I immediately started blaming myself. So that book really helped me to stop blaming myself, to lean on God, to, you know, it takes fear out of my vocabulary altogether, because I'm a woman of Christ and we're not built like that. So it redirected my faith. So that was a great book. And I was so grateful that I had that someone gave me that. And I also, I'm a poet. So once I was able to, you know, get the writer's block out, because for a while I felt like I couldn't even write. So I started writing again. I journaled a lot. I prayed with other people. That was my way of, you know, moving forward. Those were the resources I had, were a pen and paper, books, talking to others, and, you know, a lot of self-care, a lot of baths and relaxing and just being extremely gentle with myself, not rushing myself. There's still days when I, you know, it hasn't even been a year, and there's still days when, you know, I'm hurt, I'm crying, or I'm in pain, and I, you know, I do whatever I can to be gentle with myself, allow myself to feel, and then I pick myself back up. I remember what God has brought me through, and I move forward. I write out how I'm feeling, and I let it be, I let it sit, and then I remember, you know, I'm strong.
I love that. Yeah. Because I think that we all get to a place where there's things that trigger us, and we all have to just live in that and be okay with the grief and the anxiety and the doubts and the worries that may come over us. But then once we let that subside, we dust ourselves off, like you said. And that is the grief cycle. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. As much as
we like to think that, you know, having babies who pass on, it leaves us. It never leaves us. We still carry those babies with us and those experiences with us. And sometimes, yes. You know, things come back up, but we know how to move on and stand tall and put one foot in front of the other and keep pushing. Yes. And I love that. I love that about everything that you just said, especially turning your pain into purpose and becoming a doula. So share with us about your doula experience thus far.
Yeah, so the only experience I've had so far was with my sister, which was magical. And I feel like the timing of all of it, you know, was just crazy that it even worked out that way. But, you know, that's just how God works. So that was my first experience. And I am, you know, almost done my training. And with the pandemic that happened, I actually had to, like, you know, fall back. I was thinking about finding clients, but I needed to take time and really focus on building my business, because I actually decided to move forward with doing it on my own and finding clients on my own instead of working with. I do want to find a community of other doulas in Philadelphia. That would be great. But I want to start my own business. So I did start my own business called Nurture by Nature. Which is really special to me because I'm a nurturer. I'm a Pisces and I'm super nurturing. I've always loved helping moms. It all kind of made sense eventually, my journey. I'm just like, oh, this all makes sense, but this is now the right timing. So I started my own practice, basically. I still have some things to work out, but I am looking for clients. So that's where I'm at now in my journey to becoming a doula. So hopefully I'll have a few clients by the end of the year. And I'm doing my first three clients for free. So that's where I'm at with that.
Awesome. So what encouraging words can you leave with our listeners, those who have gone through second trimester miscarriages, though, you know, going through this coronavirus pandemic where, you know, a lot of fertility treatments have been put on hold, a lot of people who are pregnant after loss may be feeling anxious or afraid as they go through a pregnancy and with unknown, like we don't know what it looks like in different states when it comes to having people in the room. I feel like there's a sense of uncertainty that's going on right now. So yeah. I would love for you to leave our listeners with some encouraging words on just this uncertainty that we're all going through.
Yes. Yes. I think that while, yes, there is a lot of uncertainty, our words are very powerful. And as women, we are so strong. We have so much strength and we can get through so much. And I would just encourage all women, whether you are, you know, have lost or, you know, or pregnant right now, I think that the best thing that we can do is to be gentle with ourselves. Think about the things that we're saying and thinking, because our words are really powerful. So if we're saying words like I said, I took fear and afraid and words like that out of my vocabulary, because speaking positivity into my life is part of my healing. I remember I say things like, I am strong, and I speak affirmations and speak love and light over my own life and toward other women, because I feel like we can send out that energy to each other. So I would just encourage other women to just be gentle with yourself. Remember that your words are powerful. Remember that you're powerful, you're strong, you have a lot of strength, and with a lot of prayer and love and kindness, we can get through more than we ever could imagine.
I love that. So where can our listeners connect with you after this episode and your doula services?
Yeah, so you can find me personally on Instagram at king.kia, so KING.KIA on Instagram. And my doula services, that page is nurture_by_nature. So those are, and it's not much yet, but I promise it's going to be major. And I am also personally trying to make sure I focus on women that have, you know, that of course need support, that are carrying their babies to term, having healthy, happy babies. But I'm also here to support women who have lost or that have had abortions or whatever. I want to be there to support womb care and doula services. So
thank you so much, Kia, for sharing your story and light with us. It's been such a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. For show notes and more information on today's guest, go to sistersinloss.com. If you have not joined our online community, go to sistersinloss.com, as well as sign up for our newsletter. We want you to be a part of the community so you can know all of the events that we have planned on as Sisters in Loss. Go to sistersinloss.com, sign up for our newsletter, join our online community, and stay connected with us. Talk to you soon.